弟兄姐妹们大家好。
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings.
感谢主带我们一同读完了使徒行传。
We thank the Lord for helping us finish the book of Acts.
我们一起来做一点总结的交通。
And we'd like to spend some time to have a summary of this book.
在使徒行传一开头第一章第一节就讲到提阿菲罗啊，我已经做了前书。
And in the very beginning of this book, chapter 1 verse 1, it says, Theophilus, I have written the former book.
他说论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的
Talking about all that Jesus began to do and began to teach.
他的前书是指的路加福音
So when he mentioned the phrase former book, speaks of the book according to Luke.
那使徒行传接续的路加福音是继耶稣生平之后呢一卷很重要的书
And the book of Acts is written after the gospel according to Luke. It's a very important book.
有人说这卷书叫做第五卷福音书
Some refer to the book of Acts as the fifth gospel
好像路加福音的后书
Or the letter book of the gospel according to Luke
前四卷福音书呢是记载道成肉身的基督
The first four gospels speaking of Christ who was the word became flesh
那使徒行传是记着复活升天的基督
And the book of Acts talk about the resurrected Christ who ascended into heaven
前四卷福音书讲到一粒麦子落在地里死了
And the first four gospels speaks of that wheat of kernel that fell to the ground
使徒行传呢讲到就结出许多的子粒来
And the book of Acts tells us that many seeds are produced
前四卷福音书讲到个人的基督这本书呢是讲到团体的基督
The first four gospels talks about Christ as an individual but then in the book of Acts talk about Christ as a corporate body
那使徒行传记载着圣灵差遣使徒们
And the book of Acts talk about how the Holy Spirit sent out apostles
那借着神的道在圣灵能力的引导下为主来做见证
And through the word of God in the guidance of the Holy Spirit they become witnesses of the Lord
在犹太和外邦人中他们建立主的教会
They established the church of the Lord in all areas including Jerusalem and outer communities
使徒行传是福音书跟书信中间的桥梁
The book of Acts serves a bridge between four gospelsAnd the letters to the church.
可以让读者了解书信它的历史背景。
So that we can have an understanding of the background.
所以它有承先启后继往开来的性质和功用。
Therefore, the book of Acts serves like a connection point between the four gospels and all the letters to church.
使徒行传记载着教会怎么样的建立，福音是如何的广传。
It talks about how the church was established and how the gospel was spread out.
也讲到真理是怎么样的阐明。
And how the truth was interpreted.
如果没有这本书，教会便失去它原始的记录。
Without the book of Acts, then church will not have a record of how it started.
教会的历史也失去了环节。
And the church...History will have a missing link.
福音书它预告教会，书信呢解释教会。
All four gospels kind of foretell the coming of church, and all the letters explain how church is about.
那使徒行传记述的这些重要属灵团体的产生，还有它的发展。
Therefore, the book of Acts record how this important spiritual entity was born and how it developed.
它成为福音书跟书信中间连接的桥梁。
It serves as a bridge between four gospels and all the letters to churches.
下面我们一起来看著者，他是医生路加。
First of all, let's take a look at the author. It's Dr. Luke. He's a medical doctor.
然后他写作的年代大概是在主后的62到63年。
And he wrote this book around 62 to 63 A.D.
路加他是一个外邦人
Luke was a Gentile
按传说呢他是叙利亚安提阿人
Reportedly he was an Antioch from Syria
路加和保罗的关系很亲密
He had a very close relationship with Paul
所以保罗称他是亲爱的医生
For example, Paul called him dear doctor
保罗也承认他是一位同工
And Paul confessed that he was his co-worker
那路加呢一直跟着这位外邦的使徒到处奔跑
And Luke followed around Paul all the way, everywhere.
保罗他为了上诉到罗马去。
Paul went to Rome because he had to appeal.
路加也同去。
Luke went along.
保罗坐监。
Paul was in prison.
路加呢陪伴在他的左右。
Paul kept him company.
我们知道到了最后，保罗这位忠心的仆人为主殉道前的一刻。
And even at the very end, before Paul was martyred,
众人都离开了他。
Everyone left him.
只有路加仍然在他的身旁。
But Luke remained by his side.
他写过路加福音，称为前书。
And Luke wrote the gospel according to Luke. It says the former book.
那使徒行传呢是后书。
And the book of Acts is considered the latter book.
那路加福音是写主从起头到升天为止一切所行所教训的。
And the gospel according to Luke speaks of how the Lord was born until resurrection and ascension.
使徒行传是讲到主复活升天以后圣灵所行所教训的。
And it, the book of Acts talk about how the Lord ascended into heaven, what he did and what he spoke through the Holy Spirit.
我们下面一起来看要节，就是非常关键的经节。
And let's talk about a few key verses in this book.
我们选了两节。
And we picked two verses.
第一个是《使徒行传》一章八节。
One is in the chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
But the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will receive power.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and the end of the earth.
那第二个是最后一章最后一节，二十八章三十一节。
And the second key verse we pick is in the very last book, chapter 20, very last chapter, 28, verse 31.
放胆传讲神国的道
Boldly preaching the kingdom of God
将主耶稣基督的事教导人并没有人禁止
And teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all freedom unhinderedly
一直到最后传讲神国的道
Even till his last day he still preached the word regarding his kingdom
下面我们一起来看一下使徒行传的主旨要义
Next let's talk about the main thoughts in the book
使徒行传的信息是讲到复活升天的主耶稣基督。
The main message of the entire book speaks of the resurrected and ascended Christ Jesus.
他借着圣灵通过使徒们来建立教会。
How he, through the Holy Spirit and disciples, established church.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极为着主来做见证。
And these apostles, these disciples,In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth were his witnesses.
借着教会的见证，让主得着丰满的彰显。
And through this testimony, the Lord was revealed abundantly.
在使徒行传一开始呢，就提到降下圣灵的应许。
In the very beginning of this book, the Lord talked about the promise of Holy Spirit.
而且呢，叙述圣灵是怎么样降在信主的人身上。
And then this book describes how the Holy Spirit came upon believers.
而且呢，带领他们把福音从耶路撒冷传到各处去。
And how the Holy Spirit guided them to share the gospel from Jerusalem to all the other cities.
整本书从头到末了都强调圣灵的工作。
And the entire book, one main point is through, talked.Throughout, that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵怎么掌权做工
And how the Holy Spirit reigns and works.
好像是圣灵的水流
It's like a stream of water.
从主自己先流到十二个使徒
That flows from the Lord and unto 12 disciples.
然后再到斯提凡等等七个执事
And to second deacon such as Stephen.
然后流到巴拿巴、保罗、希拉、提摩太这些人
，and unto Barnabas, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and all the others.
它一直流到如今
，it is still flowing today.
所以我们说，使徒行传也可以称作圣灵行传。
That's why we call the book of Acts as the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
它中心启示是复活升天的主耶稣基督。
The revelation it wants to enlighten us is the risen Christ.
那借着圣灵透过使徒们继续他所行所教训的
Who through the Holy Spirit continue what he began to teach and to do through the Holy Spirit
他所行的就是借着福音的传扬建立他的教会来开展神的国度
And what the Holy Spirit did is through the spreading and preaching of the good news He established his church and developed his kingdom of God.
他所教训的就是神已经叫主耶稣复活，并且高举他是万有的主。
The main teaching is that the Lord has caused Jesus to resurrect and uphold him to be the King and Christ of all.
下面我们要看一下《使徒行传》的分段。
And let's look at the segmentation of this book.
那基本上我们是由《使徒行传》一章八节，刚刚我们读的要节哈，把《使徒行传》分为三个段落。
And our segmentation is based upon chapter 1 verse 8, that verse.
他这边讲到说从耶路撒冷然后呢是犹太全地和撒玛利亚这是一段然后直到地极
For example, chapter 1 verse 8 talk about three places Jerusalem, Judea and the entire Jerusalem and the ends of the earth
所以第一个我们看第一章到第七章是讲到在耶路撒冷的工作
Therefore the first segment will be chapter 1 to chapter 7 The work done in Jerusalem
这边我们看到教会的开始教会的见证然后教会受到逼迫
In these seven chapters We saw how the church started And the testimony born by church And also the persecution unto church
然后第八章到第十二章我们看到在犹太全地和撒玛利亚的工作。
And the second section, we see the work that's done in the entire Judea and Samaria. That's chapter 8 to 12.
所以看到说教会转向外邦人。
In these chapters, you see how the church turned onto Gentiles.
那彼得在犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚、该撒利亚地方那一带工作。
And you saw...How Peter started his work in Judea, Galilee, Samaria, and Caesarea.
然后我们看到第一间外邦的教会就是安提阿教会的建立。
Then in chapter 11 and 12, you see the establishment of the first Gentile church in Antioch.
那第三个大段是从13章到第28章。
And the third section is from chapter 13 to 28.
那这一个大段里面主要我们看到保罗他的传道工作。
And you see the missionary work by Paul in these chapters.
他是从安提阿的教会呢他是一直传到地极。
And he was sent by the church in Antioch and he shared the gospel all the way to the end of the earth in their time.
那地极就是当时候他们所能达到的地方。
And that as far as they could reach in their time.
当然到今天这个福音是继续的从那时候一直在传扬。
Of course, the gospel continues to be preached from his time to now.
所以从第三个大段我们可以看到保罗他几次的旅行步道。
And then we saw in the third section the few missionary trips traveled by Paul.
13章到15章大概在公元47到48年是保罗第一次的旅行步道。
And his first trip was from in chapter 13 to 15 from 47 to 48 AD.
然后我们在15章特别看到耶路撒冷他的大会因为为着外邦人对他们的这些律法上的要求他们开了一个大会然后我们看到他的结果
And in chapter 15 we saw Paul and a few went to Jerusalem had this major discussion or conference about how Gentile believers should do
然后15到18章这一段呢大概在公元50到52年
And then the second missionary trip it's in chapter 15 to 18And that happened around 50 to 52 AD.
Yeah, 那是他的第二次旅行步道。
That was Paul's second missionary trip.
第三次旅行步道是记在18章到21章。
And his third trip was recorded in chapter 18 to 21.
在公元52到57年。
And probably in 52 to 57 AD.
然后我们从21章开始，27节开始呢，我们看到保罗他在耶路撒冷他被捕然后呢被一直的带到罗马的监狱里面。
And in the last part of the book, from chapter 21 to the end of the book 28, we saw how Paul was arrested in Jerusalem and he was brought to Rome for judgment.
那这一段呢大概在公元59到60年。
And that time period is approximately AD, 59 AD to 60 AD.
那到了公元第62年保罗他曾经被释放。
And in 62 AD, Paul was released temporarily.
那第五次他去到西班牙。
And he went to Spain as his fifth trip.
到公元66年呢，他第二次被囚禁在罗马，那时候是关在地牢里。
And in 4 years later, in 66 AD, he was arrested again in Rome, and he was kept in a dungeon.
那根据教会历史的记载，大概在主后67年6月29日，他为主殉道。
And he was martyred, according to the record, June 26th.67 AD.
好，下面我们要看一下《使徒行传》里面的一些主题。
And then let's look at a few themes in this book.
也就是它一些重要的一些的内容。
The major topics in this book.
因为大家都已经非常仔细的交通过，我们只有很简单的把它提一下。
Since we all have studied this book very in great detail from by chapters, so we will just summarize some major points here.
啊，第一个讲到圣灵水流。
First is the stream of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵住在人的里面。
We all know the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
我们知道重生内住圣灵的充满。
And we got this Holy Spirit and we're born again and have the indwelling experience also being filled up by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也住在降在人的身上。
And on the other side, the Holy Spirit also comes upon people.
讲到临近浇灌，他赐下恩赐还有能力。
And the Holy Spirit gives the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Also, He poured out Himself unto us, and He gives gifts and empower us.
当主在最后的时候，一直叫他们到耶路撒冷等候所应许的圣灵。
And in the books of Acts, the Lord told them to wait, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the Holy Spirit that's been promised.
到第二章一开始的时候，就讲到五旬节到了。
Therefore, in chapter 2, it started by saying,Pentecost has come.
所以门徒聚在一起。
So all the disciples gathered in one place.
那边就记载了很详细圣灵怎么样降下来。
And in that section, it described clearly how the Holy Spirit came upon them.
然后他们得着能力，他们有一些很特别的表现。
And they received power from on high and have very unique manifestation.
他们按着圣灵所赐的口才说起了别国的话。
And they were able to speak in tongue and language of other nations.
二章十七节，神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
In chapter 2, verse 17, Peter quoted by saying, God says, in the latter days, I will pour down my spirit onto the flesh.
然后我们看到圣灵他的行动还有作为。
And after that, we saw the movement and the works of the Holy Spirit.
神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。为着耶稣基督来做见证。
And Holy Spirit is regarded a spirit given to those who are obedient to God, and they will bear witnesses for the Lord.
我们也看到教会蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
And how the Holy Spirit encouraged and comforted His church, therefore they increase in number.
在需要的时候，你寻求祷告，圣灵会指引，圣灵会说话。
And also we saw how Holy Spirit guided them, instructed them when they prayed.
那他圣灵呢，也发起宣教的事工。
We also see Holy Spirit send them out as on mission.
他们侍奉的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴、扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
For example, when they fasted and prayed, the Holy Spirit spoke, said, "Send for me Barnabas and Saul to do the work I have called them to do."
我们也看到圣灵一路引导工人。
We also saw how Holy Spirit guide His workers.
圣灵禁止。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit prohibits them from doing something.
耶稣的灵不许。
Or the Spirit of Jesus did not allow.
圣灵借着这个禁止或者不许来引导他们。
And through this prohibition, Holy Spirit guided them.
然后他们听见了马其顿的呼声。
And then they heard the calling from Macedonia.
使徒行传20章28节讲到圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
Also, in chapter 20, verse 28, it says, Holy Spirit ordained you to be the overseers of the flock.
我们可以看到有很多很多在使徒行传所记载圣灵的工作。
So you see, there are so many works done by the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts.
那第二个主题我们看到很重要是神的国度。
And the second important theme we saw in the book of Acts is the kingdom of God.
神的国度就是耶稣基督这个人的扩大。
The kingdom of God is nothing but the expansion of Christ, this person.
是 耶稣基督他的荣耀显出
It's the appearing of the glory of the Lord.
原本在肉身里的耶稣
This Jesus who was in the flesh.
他借着十字架的经历
Through the experience of the cross.
将他在里面那个丰满扩大了出来
His fullness was able to be expanded through that.
那这一个丰满的人他扩大出来的范围呢就是神的国度
And the extent of the expansionIs the kingdom of God.
神本性一切的丰盛本来是有形有体的居住在他的里面
Because what God has, all the fullness of God was dwelled inside Jesus in a bodily form.
现在扩大出来了
But now it expands out of Christ.
成为他的国度，成为他荣耀的彰显
And becomes the manifestation of God's glory. That is the kingdom of God.
使徒行传开头的时候，主耶稣他四十天讲论神国的事
In the beginning of this book, it talks about how Jesus for 40 days talked to his disciples things concerning the kingdom of God.
到了最后一章呢我们看到保罗他讲论神国说到神的国永远没有止境
And at the end of the book in chapter 28 verse 31 it describes how Paul boldly preached about the kingdom of God and the things concerning Jesus Christ without any hindrance
然后我们也看到神国度的建立
Then also in this book we see the establishment of the kingdom of God
圣灵的水流一直的往前
You see the stream of the Holy Spirit proceed forward
带他这些跟从的人呢从属地的属人的从暂时的这样的一个等次里面
And in this movement he was helping those who followed him can turn from the level of earth of manAnd temporary.
把它转到属天的、属灵的、永远的等次。
To the level that is of heaven, of spirit, and everlasting.
它的目的呢，是要将神的国度啊，实际的在地上能够建立起来。
One main purpose of the movement of the Holy Spirit is to establish the reality of the God, kingdom of God on earth.
所以我们在使徒行传里面看到有许多真的是圣灵怎么样在借着使徒在那里把神的国度建立起来。
And you see, Holy Spirit established the kingdom of God through apostles.
那我们看到圣灵的工作。
We see the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
The Holy Spirit is nothing but the Spirit of the Lord who is glorified.
圣灵降在他们身上，叫他们得着能力。
When this Spirit falls on people, they will receive power.
那这个能力叫他们做见证，叫他们能够来建立教会。
And this power enables them to become witnesses of the Lord and establish His church.
他们是借着主的道、主的话。在那里传讲来建立教会。
Also, they through the word of the Lord, they established the church.
所以当他们被圣灵充满，他们是放胆讲论神的道。
So when they were filled by the Holy Spirit, they will be able to preach the word boldly.
我们看到神的道大大的兴旺。
And the logos of the Lord was increasing and prosper.
而且得胜。
Overcame.
然后我们看到属天生命的彰显，就讲到他们的见证。
And through these people's witnesses, they people can see the manifestation of a heavenly life.
他们都得着了一个使命。
They all receive a commission from the Lord.
要将他们所看见、所听见的呢，要对着万人来做见证。
That they need to bear witness to people of all nations what they have seen and what they have heard.
然后我们看到整个国度的实际显出
And then we see the actualization of the kingdom of God
他们不但讲说神国的事
Not only they talk about things concerning the kingdom of God
然后一路上他们经历然后他们进入神的国
But they also experience and enter into the reality of his kingdom
虽然进入神的国必须要经历许多的艰难
Even though sometimes they have to go through sufferings
然后我们看到整个他们在传讲在辩论让神国的实际对他们来讲今天他们能够经历他们能够进入
And through the preaching, the discussion, the debating they are able not only to understand the word of the kingdom of God but also enter into it
无论到哪里去他们用神的话来证明神国的道
And wherever they went they proved the kingdom of God through the word
那这个国度是神心中所要得着的。
And this kingdom is what God obtains.
也是在使徒行传中一开始到末了。
And from the beginning of the book of Acts to the end of the book,
他们放胆传讲。
They preach boldly without reservation.
然后我们看到使徒行传它里面的信息有非常的多。
And you see, there are many messages in this book.
使徒行传是一本传道的书。
So you can say this is a book of messages.
它里面有18篇的讲道。
Because it contains 18 messages.
使徒们他们讲到的信息凸显耶稣基督是主。
And the message or sermon delivered by apostles have one focal point. It is to uphold Lord Jesus Christ.
然后它分成主要三个系列。
And you can say there are three categories.
主要布道性的，他们传讲福音。
And there's one category of messages, they're preaching in nature.
然后有副教性的。
And the other one is apologetic.
像斯提凡他的讲词，还有保罗他的辩护。
Like the message and the debate delivered by Stephen or Paul.
还有劝慰性的，比如说保罗他对以弗所长老他所讲的话。
And also there's a different nature. It's like comforting or advising. For example, Paul's message to the elders of Ephesus.
那我们看到使徒行传呢，它主要前一半是记在彼得的行传。
And also we notice that pretty much the first half of the book talks about the movement of Peter.
那后半段呢，是记在保罗的行传。
And the second half was the Acts or the work of Paul.
那第一章到十二章是彼得的行传。
For example, chapter 1 to chapter 12 recorded what Peter did.
彼得他讲过三篇主要的信息。
And Peter delivered three major messages.
那二章14到41节讲到他见证做工受死复活与升天的耶稣。
For example, the first message was recorded in chapter 2 between verse 14 to 41. In this message, he testified,The work of the Lord, the death and the resurrection as well as ascension of Jesus.
那第二篇信息是第三章的十二到二十六节。
And his second message is recorded in chapter 3.
讲到要他们当悔改归正。
Advising people to repent, to correct their ways.
有份于升天并再来的基督。
In order to have a part of Christ who has ascended into heaven and will return.
第三篇信息是十章三十四到四十三节。
And the third message is recorded in chapter 10, verses 34 to 43.
他讲到主复活，成为审判活人和死人的主。
He talked about that risen Lord one day will judge the dead and the living.
然后我们看十三章到最后二十八章，这是讲到保罗的行传。
Then after that, we see from chapter 13 to the end of the book, it's the movement or acts of Paul.
在十三章十六到四十一节是他第一篇信息。
And Paul's first message is recorded in chapter 13, verse 16 to 41.
他传讲钉十字架并复活的基督，他是救主，人可以因着信而得称义。
In his first message, he talked about the crucified Christ who was risen, that he is the Savior, and men can be justified by faith.
那第二篇信息在十七章的二十二到三十一节。
And the second message is recorded in chapter 17, verse 22 to 31.
他传讲这位创造的神，还有复活的主。
And he talked about the God of creation, also the risen Lord.
第三篇信息在二十章的十八到三十五节。
And his third message was recorded in chapter 20, verse 18 to 35.
他讲到他为人的榜样，对长老的警告还有劝诫。
Paul talked about him as the living example and also his encouragement as well as warning toward elders or overseers.
第四篇信息是二十二章一到二十一节。
And his fourth message is recorded in chapter 22 verses 1 to 21.
他对着万人为主做见证。
They talk about how we bear witnesses to all people.
第五篇信息最后一篇哈是二十六章的一到二十九节。
And his last message in the book of Acts is recorded in chapter 26 in verse 1 to 29.
他特别讲到那从天上来的异象。
He talk about the vision from heaven.
我们也知道保罗他虽然被捆绑，但是呢，神的道是不被捆绑的。
Even though for many times Paul was in chain or in bondage, yet the word of God was not limited.
那他在罗马的狱中，他写了四卷书。
And when he was imprisoned, he wrote four books or four letters to churches.
他写了以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书、腓利门书。
He wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon.
好，那我们第四个主题，我们要看到初代教会建造的榜样。
And then we also want to take a look at the example of the early church.
然后在二章四十二节讲到说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And in chapter 2, verse 42, it talks about early church, how they all constantly abide by the teaching of the apostle.
然后他们彼此交接。
And how they have fellowship with one another.
他们擘饼。
And how they broke the bread together.
他们祈祷。
And how they prayed together.
那其实这个就是我们今天主要的一些聚会，这是一个榜样。
And those early church life is manifest with how we meet nowadays as well.
使徒教训好比今天我们的信息聚会。
To abide by the teaching of the apostle, it's just like we have message meeting in the church these days.
教会成长建造特别的需要。
And this is important for a church to grow and to build up. It's through the message, it's through the word.
神用他的话来建造教会。
Because God established or builds up his church through his word.
彼此交接好像今天我们的交通聚会。
And how they fellowship one another back then, it's just like we have fellowship meeting.
啊，特别测量圣徒的身量。
And in this fellowship, that we can measure how we are, where we are.
他们在家中擘饼纪念主。
And also they broke the bread at home.
那就是我们今天擘饼聚会。
That's why we have the meeting of breaking of bread.
测量圣徒和主中间那一个关系。
That is a measurement of our relationship with the Lord.
然后他们祷告祈祷。
Also, they prayed together.
讲到我们今天的祷告聚会。
That's why we have our prayer meeting in the church.
特别测量圣徒对神旨意的那个负担。
And then measure the burden we have toward God's purpose.
那第二个，我们看到一个非常重要的就是同心合意。
And then we also, another thing we saw is that they were all in one accord.
所以在使徒行传你看见他们同心合意的恒切祷告。
It talks about how they pray together in one accord.
他们同心合意的聚会。
And how they gather or assemble together in one accord.
然后他们同心合意的听从。
And or how they obey in one accord.
弟兄姐妹，同心合意非常的重要。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it's very important to have one accord.
叫我们只有一个心思，只有一个意念。
Which means we have only one thought and one mind.
然后呢，今天借着同心合意，我们同走一条的道路。
And through this one accord that we can walk on the same way.
这是初代教会所显出宝贵的见证。
And this is the precious testimony shown to the early church.
也是给我们太好的一个榜样。
Also a great example for us today.
然后我们看到他们教导，他们训练。
Also in the book, as we saw in the early church, they teach, they train.
然后经过教导训练，得着了门徒，称为基督徒。
They through teaching and training, they obtain people to become apostles or disciples, and they call them Christians.
感谢主，那我们最后重做一些的结语交通。
And now it comes to our final part, the conclusion.
使徒行传记载了早期教会的历史。
The book Acts records the history of the early church.
从五旬节教会建立。
From the point of Pentecost when church was established.
到门徒呢靠着圣灵的大能，他们向犹太人、外邦人做基督福音的见证。
To the work of the disciples who through the power of the Holy Spirit were able to testify also share gospel to both Gentiles and Jews.
叫大使命能够开始。
So the great commission from the Lord could start.
直到教会遍及当时已知的世界。
Until the church is established everywhere during their time.
使徒行传是一卷没有结束的书。
And the book of Acts is a book that doesn't have an ending.
因为复活的主借着圣灵在地上的工作是还没有结束的。
Because the work of the risen Lord through the Holy Spirit on earth is not done yet.
我们看到整个教会的历史都是使徒行传的继续。
Therefore, the history of the entire church is nothing but the continuation of the book of Acts.
那从今天一直到主再来，仍然是使徒行传的继续。
It continues from our days as well till the day when the Lord returns.
今天圣灵的水流没有停止，仍然在流淌。
And today, the work of the Holy Spirit, its stream is still flowing.
弟兄姐妹，借着使徒行传，叫我们看见圣灵的工作，圣灵的水流。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, through the book of Acts, we'll see the work of the Holy Spirit and how it flows.
我们知道今天我们都在这一个圣灵水流的当中。
And you and I are all in the stream of the flow of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵正在建造神的教会。
Because he is building up God's church.
他借着他的儿女正在得着他所要得着的那个国度。
And through his children, God wants to obtain for himself a kingdom of God.
愿我们向着主所定的心意，我们来直跑。
May we just marching toward the purpose of God.
保罗他最后宣告说，他没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul proclaimed that he was not disobedient to the vision from above.
我们也祷告这个意象今天也抓住我们。
And it is our prayer that this vision will get hold of us as well.
直到主的心意能够成就。
Until the purpose of the Lord is fulfilled.
愿主借着使徒行传，他继续说话在我们里面，继续来祝福我们。
May the Lord continue to speak to us, bless us through the word of the book of Acts.
我们在主面前一起有一点的祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们的心充满了感谢。
And Lord, our hearts are full of thankfulness.
你把何等宝贵的一卷书来赐给我们。
What a precious book you have given unto us.
借着使徒行传，叫我们认识、知道、也经历主啊圣灵那奇妙的工作。
Through the book of Acts, you help us to understand and also experience the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，你行完了地上的路程，主你已经为我们受死，你也为我们复活，为我们升天。
The Lord has died for us, resurrected for us, and ascended into heaven for us. You have done what you needed to do.
今天你在圣灵里面回来了。
And you have also returned through the Holy Spirit.
你带我们进入圣灵的水流里面。
And you are taking us into the flow of the Holy Spirit.
哦，借着你的话，你来建造教会。
Lord, through your word, please continue to build up your church.
借着圣灵在我们里面的工作，你来建造教会。
Through the work of the Holy Spirit, you continue to build us up.
我们把我们自己奉献在恩主的手里。
We offer ourselves in your hand, Lord.
愿你呼召我们。
Please call us.
叫我们都起来。
So that we will all arise.
我们向着主忠心。
And to be true to you.
一生来跟随你。
Follow you all the days of our lives.
一生来荣耀你。
To glorify you all the days of our lives.
你的国度没有止境。
Because there's no limitation of your kingdom.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们使徒行传的总结交通就停在这里。愿神赐福大家。
Our fellowship ends here, and may God bless everyone.